This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The UN Refugee Agency says two refugee camps for Eritreans in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region have been destroyed and abandoned. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UNHCR spokesman Boris Cheshakov says the camps, which formerly housed some 20,000 Eritrean refugees, were deserted, and all the humanitarian facilities had been looted and vandalized.
The mission confirmed what satellite imagery and accounts from refugees had indicated at the beginning of this year. UNHCR is deeply concerned for the well-being of the Eritrean refugees who had been residing there, all of whom have fled the camps.
Cheshakov says all the refugees, as well as Ethiopian displaced, are in dire need of urgent life-saving assistance, including food, shelter, health care, water, and sanitation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
At least 32 people have been killed and more than 60 injured in the collision of two trains in southern Egypt. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Egypt's health ministry says dozens of ambulances rushed to the scene in the southern province, and at least 50 people wounded were transferred to nearby hospitals. The nation's railway authorities say the accident happened when someone activated the emergency brakes, which caused the train to abruptly stop. It was then struck from behind by another train, causing two cars from the first train to flip over. Local media has shown videos showing flipped cars with passengers trapped inside and surrounded by rubble. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An update on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 1.39%. The S&P added 1 2/3%, while the Nasdaq